What I want y'all to do is select the heart. It is the fourth one.
More than 100 UTSA students came to class this week during spring break to learn about human anatomy by using a virtual reality program called Z-Space.
You see many different screens. I want you to select number 7 and go to the heart section.
Then they put on 3D glasses similar to the ones you use when you go to the movie theater, and instantly, the heart expanded into a 3D replica of the pump we all have beating in our chests, which was pretty impressive.
Oh, wow.
Brittany Vegas, a senior at UTSA, walked me through what we were looking at.
So you're going to use this button right here, and you're going to be able to manipulate the organ however way you want to. So you can rotate it whichever angle you want, upwards, downwards.
Vegas is among about a dozen students in this session using virtual reality to learn about the anatomy of the heart. She's not required to be here. She wants to be. She loves learning this way. Eddie Hernandez teaches anatomy at UTSA, and he says that's a common reaction.
Because they grew up in the technology world. They grew up with cell phones. They grew up with computers and such. So just bringing in these technologies into the classroom, it's wonderful and fascinating to watch their expressions when they see that they're going to be doing something on a computer or something virtual.
And that's why he and UTSA alum Dr. Hooman Neer, who teaches using this virtual reality program at Western University of Health Sciences in California, have opened up these classes to all UTSA students this week. They want as many students as possible to get excited about the idea of working in healthcare, specifically those who might want to work in rural areas of Texas. Doctors who are from rural areas are more likely to return to those areas to practice.
A lot of the students here at UTSA do come from South Texas, and I encourage them to bring this knowledge to their hometowns.
And that's because there is a serious and growing doctor shortage in Texas. According to the State Office of Rural Health, 75% of Texas's counties are either federally designated health professional shortage areas or medically underserved areas, or both. That shortage is being most keenly felt in rural Texas, where at least 12 hospitals have closed since 2010.
Okay, so first we have to find the coronary artery.
Vegas, the student who showed me how all this works, does intend to become a doctor, and she did before she started using that laser pointer to poke around in a 3D virtual heart. But she says this program makes learning more accessible to everyone and more fun.
Oh, yes, very much more. I like to work with my hands and stuff, and I feel that that's an advantage over just reading. And I think that allows for better study of different organs, and I think that will lead us to become better future physicians or whatever profession that we wish to choose.
So let's see what the first question is.
Bonnie Petrie, Texas
Highlight
Public Radio News.
Artery and select the pathology icon.